sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us at 844-967-2789.
Dom, you think what Donald Trump did, you think that was a coup d'etat? Let me tell you, I know a little something about coup d'etats. I planned a few coup d'etats. You, sir, that was not a coup d'etat. Well, John Bolton thought that that was somehow wise to say in public on a media outlet like CNN. Let me read a little bit from the reporting at the Washington Post. When a former White House national security advisor and U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says he was involved in planning coups abroad, the world takes notice. John Bolton, speaking to Jake Tapper live on CNN's The Lead Tuesday afternoon, said that the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol was not a carefully planned coup d'etat and that he would know. Here's his direct quote, Dom. As somebody who has helped plan coup d'etats, not here, but, you know, other places, it takes a lot of work, and that's not what Donald Trump did. Bolton, who served as the top national security official in the Trump administration for 17 months before a bitter exit in 19, told Jake Tapper. It was a passing reference, apparently meant as a stinging criticism of the former president rather than a bombshell admission of responsibility. But clips of the remarks went viral online, drawing millions of views from all corners. Within hours, they had sparked official condemnation and unofficial speculation from foreign observers, especially in parts of the world where decades of U.S. intervention remain fresh memories. Evo Morales, the former president of Bolivia, who was ousted from office in 19 by the military amid murky election claims, tweeted Wednesday that the remarks showed that the United States was the worst enemy of democracy in life. Maria Zakharova, the spokesperson for the Russian Foreign Affairs Ministry, called on Thursday for an international investigation into Bolton's response. Man, when the Russians are calling you out.
Right.
It is important to know in which other countries the United States planned coup d'etats. Zakharova told Radio Sputnik. Was Bolton serious? Though some in the United States had their doubts, far-flung rivals suggest this was just further confirmation of what they already knew. There is no surprise. Chinese Foreign Minister spokesperson Wang Wenbin said at a daily news conference on Thursday, the admission simply shows that interfering in other countries' internal affairs and overthrowing their governments have become the standard practice of the U.S. government. This is very much part of the U.S. rule book. So now we're being called up by the Chinese and the Russians.
I can't wait to hear what North Korea has to say.
Bolton did not specify what coups he had been involved in planning, if any, during the interview. When Tapper pressed him, he pointed to the unsuccessful attempt to overthrow Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in 19, but added the United States did not have all that much to do with it. That was a strange example. For one thing, Bolton had said the attempt to oust Maduro was clearly not a coup in 2019. So he kind of, what, contradicted his earlier lies?
Right, both of those statements cannot possibly be true.
Now, Maduro's government has accused the United States of helping promote the political instability in Venezuela, and Maduro did not offer a response after Bolton's comments Tuesday, but Samuel Moncada, Venezuela's permanent representative to the United Nations, jumped on Twitter to respond that Bolton was correct. Coups did take a lot of work. For this reason, he also failed with his local agents in Venezuela. And some international affairs experts say Bolton's comments could be a setback for well-intentioned U.S. policies. It's damaging to our efforts to advance and support democracy, according to Stanford University Hoover Institute scholar Larry Diamond. We have enough trouble already countering Russia and Chinese propaganda. Bolton could not be reached for immediate comment.
Well, Crudy, I do have some comments from Bolton in this regard from the Mediaite.com from 2 o'clock this afternoon. We said already, let's see here, let's jump in here. I do have to ask you also your comment yesterday on CNN about coups and orchestrating them. It's getting a lot of play, you know. What would you like to say to that? Obviously, the U.S. is a world superpower, And were you surprised that some of the pickup there was about, you know, your talk? Obviously, you've written about Venezuela a lot in your book, asked a Newsmax anchor of Bolton on Wednesday. Here's Bolton's reply. Well, I think there are a lot of snowflakes out there that don't understand what you need to do to protect the United States, responded Bolton in his typically defiant fashion. He goes on, Crudy, I'm not going to get into specifics. I did write about Venezuela in my memoir, and I think that any president that's not willing to do what it takes to protect the interests of the American people, it needs to have some counseling, Bolton concluded.
You do that voodoo, that kudu so well. I mean, there are several other nations there now. Yeah, even Erdogan, even the Turkish are wondering. Well, you know, he wasn't in the government at the time, but he was verbally saying, you know, I don't like Erdogan. Well, you know, which coups was he behind on?
Well, and which coups are acceptable? And this whole position of putting, you know, of undermining other countries and, you know, engaging in their local politics because of quote unquote U.S. interests, you know, really, I really have to wonder what specific interests, because you can't, I mean, for the U.S. to rule the world and own everything and all the oil fields and all the gold and all the minerals and all that, I mean, that would certainly be in U.S. interest, right? But, of course, that's not in humanity's interest.
Humanity, shamanity. America first, baby. In 2008, an interview with Al Jazeera, he, being John Bolton, said coups can sometimes be a necessary way to advance American interest, and defended the 1953 overthrow of the democratically elected leader of Iran, orchestrated by the Central Intelligence Agency. I think the U.S. should have that capability, Bolton said, referring to Iran and North Korea as two areas that the United States should have focus on toppling hostile regimes. Little Rocket Man? Come on. He was sending love letters.
I mean, you know, the whole Shah of Iran. I mean, so during the overthrow, what do you do? If you're going to orchestrate a coup like that, and you can look at history, and it is really one of the terrible things, because what happens, you got to have someone's going to play ball, right? And usually those types of folks are corrupted to the core. Who else would deal with a foreign government to overthrow their own country's government? Look at some of the pictures of Iran and their citizenry and how they're dressed and their actions and their culture back prior to the Shah being instilled, which led to the, what, Iranian Revolution, of course, and the hostage crisis. I mean, it doesn't end just because the Earth goes around the sun a few times. These things have residual and long-lasting impacts, and we are literally still dealing with those decisions today.
Milton Bearden, a former CIA station chief, said Bolton never touched a coup. And anyone who thinks fomenting coups is a good idea just doesn't get out enough.
Saw it on the internet.
Come back with us. Hour two, there could be a coup. I hear there. Gotcha.
Well, if you work really hard at it. Takes a lot of effort and planning.
Advocates.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.